We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simin Kuf Yud Aleph, which is the bottom of page 278. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Tzarech Lismuch Geula L'Tfila. You have to put close together Geula L'Tfila, V'lo Yafzik B'neihem Afilu Ba'omein Achar Gal Yisrael. And you cannot be mafzik between Geula L'Tfila even with an Amen after the Bracha of Gal Yisrael, V'lo B'Shum Pasuk. You also cannot separate with any pasuk, chutz me Hashem svasai tiftach, except for the pasuk that we always say before Shemoneh Esrei, of Hashem svasai tiftach. The Ramah says, v'yesh omrim shemutter lanos amen al gal Yisrael. The Ramah argues with the Mechaber and says, you can answer amen to the bracha of gal Yisrael. V'chein nohagin. Says the Ramah, that is the minhag. V'yesh omrim, and there are those who say, hodet tzarech lismoch ge'ula l'tfila, haynu dafka b'chol o b'yomtov. That which we say, you have to be some ge'ula l'tfila, that's dafka during the week or on yontif, aval b'shabbos ain't tzarech. But they say, on Shabbos, you don't have to be masmech ge'ula l'tfila. And in the parentheses, the Ramah says, pirish, de taimer de be'inon l'mismach ge'ula l'tfila. The reason why you have to be some ge'ula l'tfila is because the pasuk says, yancho Hashem b'yom tzara, that's tfila. And right before that pasuk, it says, "You l'rotzani meifi v'hegyon nibi l'vanel hashem v'goali." So it talks about geula, and then it goes right into Yan Hashem yom tzara. So we see in the pesukim a remez to have geula before tefila. The Shabbos lav zman tzara, since that is the source for being some geula tefila, and Shabbos is not a zman of tzara. So the mele on Shabbos, you don't need to be masma geula tefila. Ulanias Daiti says the Ramah, Nirid Masha ain't came biyom tov humishum shehem yemei hadin. The reason why this won't apply on Yontif is because Yontif is a yom tzara, because it's a day that we're being judged. Kiditna the Mishnah Beis Parakama de Rosh Hashanah ba Pesach alatvua v'gomer. Like we see in the second Mishnah in the first paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, that on Pesach we are judged on the tvua, and it goes through what we're judged on each Yontif. And therefore, since Yontif is a Yom Hadin, therefore Yontif will be considered a Yom Tzara, and therefore we would apply the psukim that teach us to be some Geula Tefillah on Yontif. Therefore, Yontif is like Chol, Shabbos is different, it's not a Yom Tzara, and therefore there are those who say that on Shabbos there is no inyan to be some Geula Tefillah. And the Ramah ends off and says, V'tov lahachmir im lo b'mokum shetzarech lekach. It is good to be machmir even on Shabbos, to be masmik ula tvila, if it's not a place where you need to do otherwise. As we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, all the details now. So going back to page 278, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Aleph, Tzarech lismoch, aval b'musaf u'mincha mutter lomar psukim kodem Hashem svasai tiftach. By Musaf and Mincha, where there is no Geula L'Tfila, there you are allowed to say psukim before Hashem svasai tiftach, like we say, Kishem Hashem Ekra. Aval lo achakach. But after the pasuk of Hashem svasai tiftach, you cannot say other psukim. The pasuk zeh niklal tefilahu, because this pasuk of Hashem svasai tiftach is considered already the beginning of the tefila. The hamahai time anucha lomer also being geula tefila. Only because it's considered part of the tefila are we allowed to say it being geula tefila. Mipnei dekevan dekvau rabbanim betefila yesh lo din tefila. Since Chazal established it to be before the tefila, it's considered a din tefila. Im kein ein lahafsik beino l'tefila shmoneh esrei. Therefore, there should be no hefsik between Hashem svasai tiftach and the beginning of the real part of shmoneh esrei. Sivkotan Beis is going on that which the Mechaber says, but loyafsik b'neim, there should be no hefsik ben geula l'tefila. Vafilu b'shehiya ba'alma yoser mikdei dibur yesh lizar l'chadchila. Not only should one not speak or say psukim, there shouldn't even be a delay of time being silent between geula l'tefila. And in the brackets he writes, "Kedei dibur hu kedei she'ilas talmid l'rav." It's the time it takes a talmid to say hello to his rebbe, to machlokas, whether it's the time it takes to say three words or four words.
So you can't take a break. Not a break.
There shouldn't be no break. Correct. One should not do that. L'chadchila. Obviously, it's worse to speak, but one should. That's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Even a shehiyah ba'alma, even a pause of more than a couple of seconds, one should not do after the bracha of Gal Yisrael when he starts Shemoneh Esrei. Sivkotan Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, Afilu ba'amein. One should not even be mafsik by saying amein to the bracha of Gal Yisrael. V'hu adin de kaddish u'kedusha ein lanos. And so too, if you hear kaddish or kedusha, when you finish the bracha of Gal Yisrael, you should not answer kaddish and kedusha, like we learned earlier in Siman Samachvav Sivtes. V'nokar amein. So why is the Mechaber mentioning amein? You can't even answer to Kaddish and Kedusha. So the Mechaber mentions amein, that you can't answer amein to the bracha, mishum d'shom salak inyona shel ha-birchas kriyashma. Because this is the ending of birchas kriyashma. V'hav amina d'yachol lanos amein afilu achar atzmo. And I would have thought you could even answer amein after your own bracha. Like we know that there are many shitas that hold that when you finish a group of brachos, that you could answer amen even to your own bracha. We're not knowing that way, but there are certain halachas. We said if you finish with the chaz in the same bracha, normally you don't answer amen, but in certain circumstances, like at the end of Hallel, the end of Yishtabach, the end of a group of brachos, if you finish together with the chaz and you could answer amen, that's because there are shitas that hold that you could say amen to your own bracha in those cases. And therefore, there is a chiddush over here, the Mechaber saying, that you can't answer amen, because you might have thought, since it's the end of Birchas Kriyashma, that you might be able to answer amen even to your own bracha. Kamash Malon, da asr mishum hefsik. Comes the Mechaber to teach us that that would be a hefsik. The afilu achar hashatz lo yana. Not only should you not answer after your own bracha, you also shouldn't answer after the chazan's bracha. We said also in the Mechaber, v'lo bishum pasuk, you also should not be mafsik being geula too with any psukim. We're in the last line of 278. V'afilu ba'arvis kodem tfilah shmona esrei gam ken yesh lizor bazeh. Even by Mariv, before Shmona Esrei, one should be careful not to say any psukim before he starts Shmona Esrei. And in note number 11, this last two paragraphs will read very important points. Number one, biyomim shemosifim b'tfilah Shmona Esrei me'ein ha'ma'ora. When there's a special addition to Shmona Esrei, we're now on page Kuf Mem, we're in the notes. Note number 11, the third paragraph. When there's something special being added into Mariv, for example, they're starting to say that night, the Saint Talamater, or it's Rosh Chodesh and it's saying Yalav Yavo, the Mishabura tells us later on, Shemuter lahachriz al-kach kodem shemona esrei shal arvis. You are allowed to announce it, give a clap, and announce the Saint Talamater, or to announce Yalav Yavo. Ve'eno nechshav lahefsik, that's not considered a hefsik. Shekevan shetfilas arvis rishus, since Mariv is only a rishus, lo echmiru bazeh, they were not machmir lagabi this nakuda. Mashenke mitfilas shachris shenechshav lahefsik, we never interrupt for shachris to make any kind of announcement besides giving a clap, we would never say the words. But the next part of the note is very important. The imhischa lomar ba'arvis kishem Hashem ekra. I assume this happens to many people, that just like by mincha you say kishem Hashem ekra, by accident before marv you say kishem Hashem ekra, and you realize it in the middle. So Rechayim Kineski says, shem mistaber sheyigmor. It makes sense at marv that you should finish the pasuk, ach b'shachris yafsik. But if you mess up by shachris, you start saying kishem Hashem ekra, stop in the middle. He argues with Chaim Kineski and says that one should stop the pasuk in the middle, both by shachris and by mariv. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkaton Hey. The Ramah brought a Yesh Omen that argues and says you are allowed to answer Omen after God Yisrael. Even though there are those who argue Lagabe the bracha of God Yisrael, then they say you could answer Omen. They don't disagree. They are masking that you cannot answer the Kaddish and Kedusha over there. But Amen is different. The Amen shayach lebracha. The Amen is shayach to the bracha that you're saying. V'lo have a hefsik. Mash'enkein be'elu. Mash'enkein, Kaddish and Kedusha, that would be considered a hefsik. And the Ramah said, v'chein ohagin, that is the minog. Says, Dafka the Amen of that bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkaton Vav. Hainu achar achazen v'lo achar atzmo. The minog that the Ramah says that it's a minog to answer Amen after the bracha is dafka after the chazen's bracha, not after your own bracha. Now I want to point out over here before we read note number 12 is that the Mishnah Berurah told us earlier, we discussed this, that the best thing to do since there is a machlokas, the Mishnah Berurah told us earlier the best etza to avoid the suffix of answering Amen and not answering Amen, the Mechaber or the Ramah, best is either to finish the bracha together with the chazan, and then you wouldn't answer, or to start saying Shmor Esrei, i.e. Hashem Svasai Tiftach, a drop before the chazan finishes, and then you're already considered in the middle of Shmor Esrei, you can't answer Amen. But in note number 12, he brings down the other famous eitzah, which many do, which is not brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. Minag nosa fuva b'chasan sofer, shashat yisayim b'lachash birchas gal Yisrael. That the chazan should end off the bracha of gal Yisrael silently, shelo yitzarchu lanos amen. And Rechayim Kineski says it's a good minug, and he says, if he remembers correctly, that was the minug by the chazan ish. So there is good makoros for doing such a minug. However, Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that the chazan should not end off quietly, he should end off out loud. And he ends off on the fact that the achronim do not mention this etzah of ending off quietly. It's mashma that it's inappropriate to do it. So too writes Rav Vosner that it's not kavod ha-bracha to say baruch atah Hashem out loud, and all of a sudden Gal Yisrael to say quietly. And therefore, so some posts were not happy with that. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring down the older time poskim don't bring it down, and therefore they say better to do the other two eitzes that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vayter Sifkatan Zayin. We said in the Ramah that Shabbos is different. The rules of being Masma Ge'ul Latfila, some say, do not apply by Shabbos. And the Ramah explained that the reason is because it says Tzuri V'Go'ali, and then Yancha Hashem B'Yom Tzara, we see a smichas of Ge'ula Tfila, and therefore you should do it during Tfila. However, on Shabbos, where we don't, it's not a Yom Tzara, so that drasha would not apply. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Zayin, V'Yom Tov, Kevan D'Yom Zeh Havei B'Shar Yomim Yom Tzara, the Yontif, which falls on a Tuesday or a Thursday, which Tuesday or Thursday is considered a Yom Tzara, Shaykh Begamkein HaPasuk D'Yancha Hashem B'Yom Tzara, Achar HaPasuk of Yul Ratzon D'Mayri B'Geula. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah says that the reason why you would apply the rules of being Somei Geula Tefillah on Yontif is because the day of Yontif is Shaykh Tzara, because Tuesday is Shaykh Tzara, just Shabbos is not. That's a different reason that the Mishnah Berurah brought down. The Mishnah Berurah brought down that the reason why Yontif is different is because Yontif is a day of din. Like the Mishnayos tell us that on Yontif we're judged for different things, and therefore it's a Yom HaDin, and therefore it's considered a Yom Tzara. The Mishnah Berurah gave us a different reason, and he says the reason is because the day of the week that Yontif falls on is a Yom Tzara. It just happens to be now it's Yontif, but Be'etzim it's a Yom Tzara, not like Shabbos. If you look at note 13, he gives two nafkaminas between the two reasons of the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah. Nafkamina number one, he brings out from the Tehillah of David, is when Yontif falls on Shabbos, so then you can't say that day of the week is a Yom Tzara because it's Shabbos, but you could say it's a Yom Hadin. That would be nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two, he brings out from the Siach Halacha that on Shmini Atzeres, or the seventh day of Pesach, those are not considered days of judgment. When the Gemara goes through the days of judgment, the Mishnayos, it leaves off those two, so those are not considered Yom HaDin, and therefore they could follow the rules possibly of Shabbos, according to that Shita, but according to the other Shita, you would say those days are Yom Tzara, the days of the week that are falling on would be a Yom Tzara, so those are two nafkaminas in the two opposite ways. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sifkaton Ches, we said that Shabbos is not as Man Tzara, and therefore we don't apply the rules of being masmech ke'ul l'tfilah according to some. But says the Mishnah Berurah, v'habeis Yosef cholik al zeh, the Beis Yosef argues and says that on Shabbos also you have to be masmech ke'ul l'tfilah. Usvirulei, the Beis Yosef holds, da'hu kras semech ba'alma, those psukim is just like an asmachta, it's not a real drasha. The ikir smichas ke'ul l'tfilah hu medivrei chachamim, and the real idea of being somech ke'ul l'tfilah is from Chazal, shedimu yurches brachos achar birchas ge'ula. They made a comparison. What is it like when you say Shemona Esrei right after you say the bracha of Geula? Li'oavo shel melech sheba v'dofak al Pesach hamelech. Like the friend of the king comes and knocks on the door of the palace. The yotza hamelech l'krasa, the king comes out to greet him. V'imro'eu hamelech shehiflik v'holech lo, the king sees the guy starts running away. So afu maflik, the king also walks away. Vishuv eno miskarev elof kishachozer v'dofik, and then the king loses interest in him. And if he comes back, the king loses interest. And therefore, if you're banging on the door by saying Gal Yisrael, you're saying you want to talk to Hashem. If you're being mafsik within geula tefila, it's like knocking on the king's door and then walking away. The king walks away. Then he's not interested when you come back to daven afterwards. Kachu b'mafsik ben geula tefila al kain kosav Ramah v'tov l'hachmir. That's why the Ramah writes at the end that it's Tov Lahachmir, because again, according to the Beis Yosef, there's no chiluk between Shabbos and Yontif and weekday, it's all the same. It's all the same mashal, and it applies everywhere. Only if it's very quick.
If you're saying a main Hishmir Rava, why is that bad?
Because you're changing topics. In other words, you're knocking on the door because you want to speak to the king about one topic, and I guess by answering Meni Heshei Rabba, so you're praising the king, and it's not as bad as schmoozing, obviously, but I guess it's not appropriate even to say Meni Heshei Rabba according to that. It's a good question, as you have to say. You're right, it's a praise of the king, but you're knocking on the door to speak to the king, and then you're going off topic a little bit. That's what you have to say, but it's a good question. Zokta Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sifkaton Tes. It's going on, the Ramah said at the end, it's Tov Lahachmir, like we just pointed out, like the Beis Yosef, that even on Shabbos, in lo b'makom shetzorach l'kach, unless you need to be mafsik ben geula tefila, why would you need to? Haynu demuter lanos amen yeheshmei rabu ukedusha ubaruchu ben geula tefila de Shabbos af b'shachris. Says the Mishnah Berurah, a need is, if you are on Shabbos and you're after geula before tefila, you would be able to answer amen yeheshmei rabu, you'd be able to answer kedusha, you would be able to answer baruchu, kein kosvu hel yirabu uprin megodim v'shalmei tzibur v'ayim b'ralocha. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to come out that on Shabbos, Halacha l'maisa, you could answer Amen Yehesh Rabba and Kedusha and Baruchu Ben Geula Letfila on Shabbos. That's called a need, and you are allowed to do it. In the Bir Halacha, he discusses. I'm not going to go do the Bir Halacha inside because we have a lot to do tonight. The Bir Halacha discusses. Does that mean also if you come late to shul on Shabbos that you would join the tzibur for Maariv if you didn't for Shmoneh Esrei? I'm sorry if you didn't yet say Kriya Shema. So, right, because if you don't have to be some Geula Tefila, like we do by Mincha, by Maariv, you jump in to daven with the Tzibur, even though you miss Birchas Kriya Shema. So would you go that far on Shabbos? So Ari in the Bir Halacha, he comes up saying that you should not do that. That you could be lenient to answer Amen Yehesheh Rabba Ben Geula Tefila, but you would not skip all of Birchas Kriya Shema and jump to Shmoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. That you would not do, according to the Bir Halacha. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Beis, HaChazon Kishemaskel Shmoneh Esrei B'kol Rom Chozer V'omer Hashem Svasai Tiftach Ufi Yagit Yilasecha. The Chazon, when he repeats Shmoneh Esrei, when he starts Chazar Shashatz, he does repeat over again Hashem Svasai Tiftach. Says the Mishabura, the Pasuk Zehu Shayach L'Tfilah V'Kanal. We discussed before, that Pasuk is Shayach to the Tfilah, and therefore if you're saying a new Tfilah, you should say that Pasuk again. V'tov Shiyomenu B'lachash. But it's better if the Chazon says it quietly to himself. Avo shor psukim ein tzarach lomar, but other psukim like Hashem Hashem Ekra, you do not have to say if you are the chazan. V'imrotz lomar Rasha, if you want to say it, you can say it, but you don't have to say it. Kosav b'prime godim, this is very important. Da'ashilat tzibur eino Rasha lahafsik la'achar shehispalo b'lachash. The shilat tzibur between his silence from Esrei and his chazar shashatz should not interrupt. Rak l'dvar mitzvah, unless it is for a dvar mitzvah, kigon lanos amen yehesh rabba v'kadoma. If he hears kaddish from another room, he could answer kaddish, but he shouldn't be schmoozing with someone while he's waiting for the rav or whoever it is to finish davening before chazar shashatz. Aval l'dvar harashus nira delo, but for dvar harashus, the shilat tzibur should not interrupt and be masik between his silent shmoneh esrei and his public shmoneh esrei. The Bir Halacha says over here, v'yesh l'ayin, the second one, chozer v'omer, says v'yesh l'ayin im ha'odam shachach lomar Hashem svasai tiftach. We're talking the whole shir tonight that Hashem svasai tiftach is really part of Shmoneh Esrei. So if you forgot to say it, do you have to go back? Is it really part of Shmoneh Esrei? So the Bir Halacha says if one forgot to say Hashem svasai tiftach, im ze mikri chisaron be'etzem atfila, is that considered a chisaron in the etzem atfila? Kevon de kavu'uhu rabbanim betfila olo. And don't bring a raya that the poskim write sheyomra chazen belachash. Maybe you'll bring a riot from the fact that the Chazan says it quietly. Im kein hashomim chaser lahem zeh pasuk. Va'afilu achi yotzim midei atfila. Chazar shashatz is to be motzi those who don't know how to daven. If you're saying Hashem svasai tiftach quietly, so obviously it's not part of davening because they need to hear the whole davening. So maybe you'd bring a riot from there that it's not part of davening, and therefore you wouldn't have to go back. But that's not a raya, because shani hocha delo shayach gabayu klal zeh pasuk de Hashem svasai tiftach. It could be it's an ikar part of the tefillah. It's not just not shaya to the ones who are being yotzei through listening, because they don't have to say, open up my mouth. They're not opening their mouth. They're not davening. That's only shaya to the one who's actually saying the tefillah, which is the chazan. Kevan she'enam mispalim ba'atzman, mashen kein ba'alma. The Yoser Mistabra says the Bir Halacha, delo amru ba'tefillah arich tadamya. They don't say it's like an extension of the tefillah. Rak lo'inyan shelo yehe hefsek ben ge'ula la'tefillah. Avalo ketefillah mamish. So the Bir Halacha comes out that when we say it's part of davening, it just means it's part of davening, that it's not a problem of being mafsik ben geula tefila. But it's not part of davening mamish that if you forgot it, you would have to go back, and you would not have to go back if you forgot it. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Gimel, im achilo kora kriya shma motza tzibur mispalim. If a person comes to shul late, he didn't get a chance to say kriya shma yet, and the tzibur is up to Shmoneh Esrei by shachris, lo yispal imahem. Like we said before, do not join the tzibur in the shachris tefila of Shmoneh Esrei. Rather, elakore kriya shma v'achar yispalel demismach geula l'tefila adav. Being somek geula l'tefila is more important by shachris than to daven with betzibur. Therefore, if you come late, after Shmoneh Esrei, you don't just join in. By Maariv, you do just join in. You start with Shmoneh Esrei, and then you work way backwards. After you just say Birchas Kriya Shma and Kriya Shma. By Shachris, being Masmik Ulu Tefillah is more important. Therefore, if you come late, and they're starting Shmoneh Esrei, you do not daven with them. You daven by yourself, straight through, and hopefully you could try to catch up with the Chazan when he starts Chazar Shashatz. Zokta Mishnebura, Sifkotan Yud Aleph, Kari Kriya Shema, Ratzalomar Imbir Chasea, with the Brachos. The Koza B'Shachris, like we just said, this is only by Shachris. Avo B'Arvish Yispal Imohim. But by Maariv, you come in late, and Ratzal Shmoneh Esrei, you join in with the Tzibur. The Achaka Kari Kriya Shema, like we'll see later on in Simen Reish Lamed Vav. Now we're going weiter into Simen Kuf Yud Beis. Says the Mechaber and Sif Aleph, Al Yishal Odom Tzrachov B'Shalosh Rishonos V'lo B'Shalosh Achronos. One should not ask for his needs in the first three brachos of Shmoneh Esrei or the last three brachos of Shmoneh Esrei. V'dafka tzorche yochid. This is dafka the needs of an individual that you should not ask for. Aval tzorche tzibur shari. But needs of the tzibur are permissible. That's why we add in v'zachreinu. We add in certain things in the first three brachos, last three brachos, that are for the tzibur, not for a yachid. Says the Mishabura, Sekotan Aleph, Al Yishal, De Sholosh Rishonos Lamahin Domin. What are the first three brachos similar to? Le'evet Shemesader Shevach Lifnei Rabo. A servant who is setting up the praise in front of his master. V'ha'emtzios, the middle brachos are similar to Le'evet Shemavakesh Prasmi Rabo, to a servant who's asking for a reward from his master. And Achronos are similar, Le'evet Shekiba Prasmi Rabo Shemeshavcho V'holechlo, to a servant who received a reward from his master and he's praising and thanking his master. Ulafisha Rishonos Heim Miseder Hashavach. Since the first three brachos are the order of the praise, the Alkain Ein Roi Lishol Ben Tzrochav. Therefore, it isn't appropriate at that point to ask for your needs. Vehu Adin Achronim, and so too by the last three brachos. You might ask that if you look at the last three brachos, there are some needs that we are asking for. So there is an interesting note in the back of the Sefer on page 32. Note number one says, even though but in Ritzei and in Sim Shalom we are being Mevakesh Pras Mirabo, just like in the middle. So the Abu Draham explains, Sha'brachos ha'emtzios heim tzarche ha'odim. The middle brachos are when we are requesting the needs of the individual, of man. Achshalosh ha'achronos, if you look through the tefillah, the last three brachos, when we're asking for things from Hashem, they're kulon kavod la'kadosh baruch hu. They're all asking for the kavod of Hashem. Kigon ha'avoda shenavodo, so that we should bring back the avoda. That's a kavod to Hashem, that we should be doing avoda in the base of Mikdash. V'chein ha'odah v'ashalom heim kvodo. So too, in the bracha of hodah and shalom is all for Hashem's kavod. V'od shekavod hu l'rav sherabim tzrichim lo. Also, like we said before, it's a kavod of the master that the rabbim needs him, and therefore you could add the needs of the tzibur there. That's just an interesting ha'ara that he points out. In Sifkaton Beis, the Mishabura says that that's considered already a praise and an honor for the master. The fact that you're asking for the needs of the tzibur in the first three brachos or last three brachos, that's the greatest praise. That's the greatest shevach in the first three brachos to show how everybody needs Hashem. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Siv Beis, Ein lomar piyutim velo krovetz. One should not say piyutim. This is getting into yotzros, things like that, piyutim that are added into Shmoneh Esrei and Birchas Kriya Shema. Pirish, krovetz liyotzer. Piyutim are in Shmoneh Esrei. The krovetz is in yotzer. V'yesh omrim shu rosh etevo. Some say krovetz is a rosh etevo. It's the following. Ko rino v'yeshua ba'ole tzadikim batfila. So the Mechaber says you should not add in these piyutim into davening. The Ramah says v'yesh matir and hol v'tzarchi rabim heim. Some are matir since it's the needs of the rabim. V'chein nohogim b'chomokim lo'amrim. Says the Ramah, the minog is to in fact say these additional piyutim. Says the Mishaburis of Koton Gimel V'yesh Matirin on the Ramah that says there are those who are matirit. B'tshuvas Radvaz Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Tov Kuf Lamed Beis Herach Gamkein Lahatir. The Radvaz speaks at length to be matirit, and then he brings an interesting thing in the parentheses. Because of the Radvaz writes, Sheyesh B'yodo, he has in his hands, Ktsas She'elo She'shol Echo Min Arishonim Mishamayim, some questions that one of the Rishonim asked from heaven, al yidei espodidus, through his espodidus, utfilos vaskara shemos. Through his espodidus and his tfilos and his mentioning of Hashem's name, he asked Shemayim, v'hayu meshivin lo al she'elosav, and he got responses from heaven, v'shal al zeh, he asked about this, about Yotros, gamkein, also v'yeshivu lo shemutter, and they responded that it's mutter. Can't argue with that. He got a response from Shemayim that it's mutter. And look over there in the Ravaz where he warns one should not change from the minug. They all say that you should say the piyutim and one should not change. We said in the Ramah that the minug is in all places to in fact say these piyutim. Even if one has the minhag to say these extra tefillos in Birchas Kriya Shema or in Shmoneh Esrei, specifically in Birchas Kriya Shema, one should be careful that he should not miss Zman Kriya Shema or Zman Tefila because of saying these extra piyutim. That's obvious, because even regular Birchas Kriya Shema, we say you skip to Shmoneh Esrei if you're going to miss Zman Tefila. We know a person on Shabbos or Yom Tov should not be fasting beyond Chatzos. So if by saying these extra piyutim is going to cause you to fast past Chatzos, you also should not say them. Ayin Shom. Vim huroa shatzibur yavruz makriyashma ayidei arichosam. If a person is in a shul and he sees that the tzibur is going to miss makriyashma because of being lengthy and these extra piyutim, lo yamtim aleyim, do not wait for the tzibur. Elokevan shemaschil shatzibur biyotzer or, once the chazan gets the baruch and he starts a baruch of yotzer or, hu yaschil la'atzmo belachash, he should start on his own quietly, lehispalel kaseder, to daven in order, ad achar Hashem lokechem emes, all the way through Kriyashma, so he should say Kriyashma bizmano till Hashem lokechem emes. Visham yamtin bishtika, and there you should wait silently. Velo yedaber afilu b'divrei Torah, you shouldn't speak even divrei Torah. Ad shegia shliat tzibur la'osu makom v'yispal imokas eder, until the shliat tzibur reaches and the Kriyashma, and then since he still would have time now, hopefully till his zman tefila, so he could join the tzibur and daven, and that would not be a problem of being mafsik too long, even if it takes a long time, the time it says to say everything, because that, like we hold, is only if your pause is because of ones. In general, because the area is dirty or the person is unclean, in this case, he's not bonus, he could theoretically do it, he's just waiting for the minion, and therefore he would not be required to start from the beginning if the pause was too long. We'll stop here. I rushed it, there was so much to do, that always happens, and we'll continue with Mirch Hashem tomorrow night.